Hey everyone, this is you, the audio listener, in the corner. You're standing at the party and you're like, they don't even know I listen to TMG only on audio. And for that reason, you are a dork because the real cold open is on the video, so you get a lukewarm open.
Yeah, to you right now, this should be pretty lukewarm.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot funnier if you actually saw it.
Yeah.
So go ahead and, you know, switch over to the video or just listen to it. If you are indeed a dork.
Yeah. I feel like we should fart on the mic to give them a lukewarm open. Yeah. Ew, yeah.
What was that? That was a raspy one.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes through my asshole.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That was a little bit raspy too.
Yeah.
That classic, like, cartoony fart right there.
Yeah. Well, let me hit him with a real one.
Yeah, go on. No. Just fucking wet as hell.
All right, guys. Bye.
Guys, this is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMGstudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstudios.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Does the world make you feel frustrated, overlooked, disregarded?
Our society is busy and overwhelming. Nothing seems to work correctly. We're displaced in a world that is overly complex, so much so that we often forget our own accomplishments and contributions.
While the world tries to put your mind in a prison, we are here to say you are not alone. And we can show you a path that leads to freedom,
happiness,
eternal bliss,
bonus content,
and a video player that remembers where you left off.
The Library of TMG is a series of teachings that can show you how to live with a mind that is not bound by society's rules. And you can access it for just $6 a month with a membership to TMGstudios.tv.
Wow.
Connect and become one with our community. Experience validation from your peers by virtually showing off your commitment to the teachings.
I see you've completed 200 hours of TMG Studios content.
Yes, I'm not angry anymore.
Wonderful.
All of the TMG Studios content is in one place. Every podcast, every episode, every bonus episode. All ad-free.
The creators of the TMG library have discovered Ascension and want to offer you the chance to do the same before the earth blows up. Subscribe to the library now at tmgstudios.tv and discover Ascension for yourself.
Do it quickly before the earth blows up.
Do it right now.
Do it right now.
Before it blows up.
For a limited time only, receive 1 month of free membership by visiting tmgstudios.tv. Don't wait. The earth is going to blow up.
Subscribe now and discover Ascension. Subscribe now. 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 Subscribe now.
Hello, everyone. As you can see, the view is a little bit different today.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't, but if you're just listening, the view is a little bit different today. We're out here over planet C42069.
Okay.
It's reminiscent of Coachella.
Okay.
So desert, wasteland.
Right.
But it's a vibe down there.
What's it called?
C42069.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Elon Musk name it?
No, we did. Our own science team.
Right.
Yeah, it's our own research.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
We're among the first humans to pull up. The aliens have been here for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful down there. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyways, we got big news.
Yeah.
We actually have huge news.
Huge.
This isn't just big news.
It's thick news. It's actually massive.
Yeah. Massive and thick.
It is a big change in the history of our show. Yeah, you know, as you all know, we started on Patreon and we've grown this over time. But now we want to do something bigger, more special. Cody, why don't you tell them what that is?
We're launching our brand new website starting today. It's called tmgstudios.tv. You've heard that URL before because we've advertised it for people to go sign up for the newsletter. But now there's an entirely new member section where you get access to bonus content.
Yes.
Ad-free content.
Mm-hmm.
Members only merch designs.
Yes. Some of you might be afraid. You might be shaking in your crusty little Patreon boots. You're thinking, why? Why are you changing it? Well, let's tell you a few things. One, we have a video player that remembers where you were just watching.
And you can AirPlay.
Yep, and you can AirPlay it. Mm-hmm. We also, you know, since we brought Jim on full time, as you know, like on our last merch drop, we did some exclusive designs. What we're going to be doing with the member section of the website is Jim will be doing more of those, but they will only be available there. And that's just a way of us trying to say thank you for subscribing to the site and also giving you a piece of what we're doing that is very unique to that.
Plus, the comics that he's been doing every week for the newsletter, those will be on our members area as mm-hmm. well on tmgstudios.tv. And you can rent the Moment House shows too, right? You will be able to eventually.
Yes.
We're working on that right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep working on great features. By mm-hmm. the way, the experience of this website, I feel like, is a lot better than previous experiences because the user accounts are more engaging. It's easier to like track your comments. Like the comment threading is better.
Mm-hmm. It just feels a lot more, like a community.
Yeah, it's like more tailored towards us and the whole studio, which is like why we wanted to take this next step as a company. And that being said, we're also announcing today that Trillionaire Mindset is going to start doing bonus episodes as well. So our bonus content will be on there. Our ad-free content will be on there. And their weekly bonus episode and ad-free content will also be on there.
Yep.
And you can get Brooke and Connor ad-free as well. They're going to start doing bonus content down the road as well. So this website is just much more like tailored to like everyone doing content as a company, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, and I think our, you know, what we hope to do is to continue to grow it and you know, continue launching shows and seeing where having everyone under the same kind of roof, what that could lead to creatively. Who knows, man?
Yeah.
we might fuck around and just put out a sitcom. You never know.
Never know. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff on the website and we're really, really stoked for it. So we want to say thank you, first of all, if you've been, you know, a Patreon subscriber up until this point and supported us. I mean, that's been an incredible, like...
journey?
Yeah, that's been an incredible journey up to this point.
Important thing to note, if you're on Patreon, don't worry. We're not shutting down Patreon tomorrow, but we would encourage you to switch over to the new website because, objectively, it is a better experience.
Yeah. And, actually, to entice you to do that, you get 1 month free.
Oh, yeah,
if you sign up.
Yeah.
So you can just sign up for free.
Yeah.
For a month.
Mm-hmm. Forgot all about that.
Yeah. And so we hope that you do that. We want to thank you for your support this far and thank you for your future support. We're really excited about this. It's a huge step for us as a company. So thank you if you try it out.
And, you know, just to bow tie it, why don't we look at the website real quick just for a moment?
Yeah, just so you can see how sexy it is. Look
Bam.
At this shit. Oh, look, talk about UX.
Look at the reflection on the top of that guy's head.
Yeah, we hired...
Sorry.
We actually hired Johnny Ive
to
do the design for this.
Yeah, we did.
He went... You know, he's the famous designer of the iPod and the iPhone.
And Drake's album cover.
And Drake's album... Did he?
I thought he did CLB. Anyways, he did ours as well.
Yes, we hired him. He wasn't doing anything, and so...
We fired him, and then we got someone else.
Look at how sexy this shit is.
Yep.
And it's just really, it's really clean. It just works really fucking well.
Can we see
it's super fast? We've been testing it for the last like month with our like top 100 like power users, and everyone really, really likes it. So that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's that's something that we should probably say is thank you to our, you know, most engaged users on Patreon for helping us get this thing started and get it going. That's been super, super helpful. So thank you. It just works.
Look at the comic section. Oh my God.
This is actually sick.
This is like the effort that Jim puts into these is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And to have to finally have a home for them.
Yeah.
It's like we have our own little graphic novel sitting on our website now. And that's so cool.
And some of these have been in the vault for like ever.
Yeah.
We've wanted to do something with these and they've just not put them anywhere. So yeah. Like we said, our hope is to use this as a place where we can grow what we're doing and just continue to make it more exciting. So
yep. We're planning more shows, more segments, and a lot of them are going to end up on here.
Yeah. So go sign up.
Yep.
TeamGStudios.tv. You get a month free right now. So go check it out. All right. That's enough ad for us.
Yeah.
Now
I don't even know what to say now. I feel like I'm in marketing mode.
Let's go to the YouTube ad and then the ad read.
Hey guys, you joke, but you know if you go to TeamGStudios.tv, you won't get any of that.
So you're at Coachella, dude.
Yeah, man.
Do you remember anything
from Coachella?
Yeah.
When was that?
Yeah. The irony that
about 3 years ago, or?
Yeah. The irony that you were at a Liquid IV party and you still couldn't cure your hangover.
Oh no, that shit actually worked.
Oh, did it?
I had about five.
Okay.
When I was at that party.
All right, good, because I came prepared. What if I just pulled out a big middle finger?
Fuck.
We brought you some.
Oh, just thank
in case.
You.
Yeah.
Liquid IV.
No.
I'm still in marketing mode, dude. Yeah, I know what to do.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly, he can't
stop. The
ultimate
hydration multiplier.
Look at this
fucking
guy. I'm
kidding. This is not sponsored by Liquid IV.
Look at this guy.
Although, can I tell you? Okay, wait. Can I just tell you? Can I just name drop a little bit?
Yeah, just dump it out.
I feel like, you know, you get back from Coachella and so you got to talk about who the celebs you saw.
Yeah, dump it out.
The celebs you rub shoulders with.
Yeah.
You know? And one of the people. Well, okay, so we were joking last week about.
Sweet semen.
The classic line.
Yeah.
And I still thought this is so funny. And I have this stupid idea for a TikTok. So I busted open Ableton and edited his song so that the sweet semen line just replayed, just looped.
Yeah.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
And then I filmed myself and took it into Premiere. It's the most effort I've ever spent on a fucking TikTok.
Nice.
This is at the house that we were staying at.
Yeah.
We got there and I just go into the lab and I'm just, they're like, what is he doing?
Cooking.
They're all
TikTok.
Like chilling by the pool. And I'm like just on the computer like this, just sweet, sweet semen, sweet semen.
He's cooking up a talk.
Yeah, exactly. He's making a TikTok. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really intense. And so I finally finished this shit and I'm like, it could be funnier, but whatever, I'll post it. Because I still think the idea is funny.
Right.
Right. So I posted it and in my head, I'm like, I hope he doesn't see this.
Yeah.
Because we are kind of like, we know him, you know?
Yeah. Well,
we know his crew.
Yeah.
And we're friends with the guys that he hangs out with. And I met him one time and he was super nice. And we took a picture together. And this was like right as he was blowing up. Like this was like right after the Cole Bennett video came out.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't like he is now
in
terms of fame.
Yeah.
But he was really cordial, super nice. And I felt like we were friends, right? Yeah. So I was like, I hope he doesn't see this. I hope he doesn't, like, I don't know, get offended by it. And he's like, what the fuck? This guy was nice to me. And now he's shitting on me on TikTok. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't want that to happen, right? I thought it was a pretty innocent joke. So I posted it. And I go to this Liquid IV thing, which was he was playing at.
Yeah.
And I was like, no chance I'm going to see him. There's going to be a big ass crowd and whatever. And we wanted to do this stupid bit because I had to post a TikTok for this brand deal thing. So we wanted to do this stupid bit where one of the security guards like frisks me and I have a whole bunch of Liquid IV in my pocket or something. And we asked this guy and he's like, no. The security guard, he's like, no, I'm working. And we're like, I know. Stupid question.
Yeah.
And he was waiting outside the Sprinter van, and as I'm like sheepishly walking back, like, why the fuck did I ask that security guard? I just look up and Jack's right beside me, walking up the walkway together with his security guard. And I look at him and I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? And I dap him up and he's like, yo, I saw that sweet semen video, by the way. I was like, no, you really, you did? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, sorry. He's like, I thought it was funny. And I was like, okay, good. Anyways, how do you, and then he just, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Just gonna go fuck myself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's that's exactly what he did. That is exactly what he did. He was nice about it. I didn't know if he actually thought it was funny.
That's probably the best you could hope for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. I in Milwaukee this weekend, someone made a comment about it at the end of the show, and I just started saying the line. And sure enough, a lot of women in the room just start.
Yeah, I was surprised.
The room just starts chanting along. And then I laughed, and I was like, yeah, 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 don't fucking act like you weren't leaving comments and tweeting like, oh my God, this line is so stupid. It wasn't women, it was dudes in there too. I'm like, you guys like it. Look at you, love you. I was like, I said the first sweet, and then you guys just, sweet. They just jumped into it. So I'm like, I don't want to hear it, at least from the people in this room, that you thought that shit was corny.
I mean, I asked last week, I want to see like who else thinks this line is corny, and I didn't get as many comments as I thought. Like, no. People were like, we even got some opposites that were like, no, I got to be honest, that line like really turned me on.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
Yes, dude.
And then I saw a clip of him at a show doing the song.
Yeah.
And he does a beat break. He has the DJ turn off the music at that part, and the whole crowd goes, sweet, sweet, sweet semen.
Yeah.
I'm like, and he does this as a dance move. He goes,
yeah.
I swear to God. I was like, I cannot believe it.
And everyone in the front row opens their mouths.
Yeah.
They come with trash bags.
Yeah.
And they punch each other.
He has a bottle of milk.
Yeah.
And he sprays it out into the.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he doesn't do that.
They catch it.
But he does do this, I swear to God.
They catch it in the trash bag. They fight over who's going to take the sweet, sweet semen.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so that was one. Okay.
Wait, sorry.
I got to tell you about my star-studded weekend.
Of course. Sorry. I just have to ask, has anyone stitched that clip of Jack going like this? Like, I could just imagine like a stitch where he just does that, and then it's someone in a kitchen who like catches like a bag of milk and then like pours it in and makes like, and this is the sweet, sweet semen.
That'll be the next one.
Decadent.
That'll be the next one I do.
Okay.
I'm gonna wire back in after this.
Yeah.
Back in the zone.
Hey, Jack, sorry. It's working for me. I got to double down. Sorry, man. Love you, buddy. But I'm gonna do a weird niche meta pastry bit.
Yeah.
Based on your semen. Hope that's cool, dude.
And then I just keep doing them.
Yeah.
8 sweet semen videos later, he's like, this fucking guy, man. I thought you were my friend. Yeah. So that was one.
So what other famous lesbians did you meet?
He's a famous lesbian?
Well, no, you said star stud weekend.
Star studded, yeah.
Oh, studded. Oh,
yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, I mean, that's like part of the reason why you go to Coachella is to see all the celebs.
Yeah, yeah.
I love celebrities.
Yeah.
And my potentially my favorite was Mr. Logan Paul.
Yeah.
It was actually funny.
What did Logang have to say?
Honestly, I was like kind of, because like we went into this area and all of a sudden Jeff was like, yo, he like reached out and he's like, yo, what's up? And I was like, hey, man. And I stopped and then I like looked to the right.
Hey, he's with Mr. Logan.
It's just him and Logan.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. What's going to happen here?
He actually punched you.
Yeah, I just
did what his brother didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
No, he was really nice, actually. He was really nice.
Oh.
He said, Kelsey was there too. He's like, I really like what you guys got going on. I love your relationship or something. And then I was like, oh, thank you. And he was like, no problem. And I was walking away and Jeff was like, hey, at least it wasn't Jake. And I was like, yeah, that's true, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
And then.
What a politician.
Yeah.
What a politician.
I don't have a mean thing to say because it was just. Like,
no.
He was really cordial.
No, I say that in like. That is someone who's made so much fucking money, he can't be helped. Like, to be petty.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah. This is not worth it to him, probably.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he's being genuine.
Yeah.
But it's just, he's just at that level.
Yeah.
where it's like you're kissing babies and you're shaking hands and she's like, hey, love what you got going on. You guys are great.
Yeah.
I watch you without a single feeling of malice because my life is awesome. See you
and
later.
I'm so much more rich than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, why would I even stoop so low as to dislike you anymore?
I sparred Floyd Mayweather, which I've yet to be paid for, but that's okay because I'm paid in a lot of other avenues. So
every month I drop an NFT project.
Yeah.
And I make your family's net worth in a day.
Yeah. And, and when I say family, I mean your like entire bloodline.
Yes, of course. That's what I mean. Your lineage.
Yeah.
All the money that your entire family name has made across your whole life, adjusted for inflation, of course, I make that in roughly 30 seconds. So why would I hate you? I feel bad for you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are you wearing one day old shoes? Yikes. Hey man, it's going to get better.
Where's your security guard? Oh, I don't have one. I'm not gonna punch an unprotected man.
That's just low. Shoot him, please.
Did he have this fucking beefy ass security guard
sure,
too?
Yeah.
And then I wasn't gonna say this on the podcast, but I feel like I have to now.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is there something more important?
Yeah, my
like, lobster. I'm like trying to be vulnerable here.
My lobster just died. So if you could just give me a second.
Oh, really? What happened?
Sorry, I do have to answer this.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah, no. All right, be vulnerable.
Okay. Thank you. I wasn't. God damn it, dude. This is embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
I have to say it because it kind of fits in with the. With that's what I'm saying. I figured you would like this. But I'm not going to like it, saying this.
Okay.
But I think it fits really well into a past story that I've told you and the other embarrassing moments that I've had this year.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm at this party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Neon Carnival, it's called.
Yeah.
Bunch of porta potties there.
Yeah.
And I had to go pee, so I go over to one of the porta potties and I start peeing and, you know, midstream, I got to let one rip.
Okay.
I got to fart.
Ah. Oh.
So I really let out this just, what were you saying?
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh. Oh.
So I let out this one and it's ripe.
Oh.
Like, one of the most putrid smelling farts I've ever done in my entire life. Even me, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, what did I eat? And do you know who Alexis Ren is?
Yes.
She's a model?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm in the thing and I'm like.
It actually took me a second.
Yeah.
I had to crawl through all 50 of my IQ points to remember.
And I've met her before too, and we, like. She invited us one time to Dancing with the Stars when she was on it.
Mm.
So we talked for a little bit. And anyways, I'm like, well, okay, there's tons of porta potties here. I can just go out. No one's going to know. And as long as I keep my head down, everything's. I open it. She's the one that's waiting. I don't even say hi. I just like put my head down and just like beelined it past. And that's that.
She got a nice waft.
Yeah. I mean, how bad it, like, how fucking.
And then you saw
why
her.
Why does this keep happening to me?
And then you saw her on stage later. Like, you're in the crowd and you saw her on stage whispering to the DJ. She's like, that's the guy who shit his pants.
Yeah.
The DJ's like, him? And then he's like, yo, go into the bathroom after this dude because this guy literally can't stop shitting his pants.
This guy has a stinky ass.
Yeah. This guy shits his fucking Then you went to Instagram, you saw that she unfollowed you.
I gotta check. Oh, I don't think she ever followed me, actually.
Well,
or she did.
She definitely didn't.
And I'm 99% sure it was her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anyone walking in there after me.
That explains why she tweeted, yo, people need to wipe their fucking ass after they go to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, that was a tweet about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, people really be out here stinky.
Wow, people really shitting.
And poop and fart.
Shitting. Oh, yeah, that should have been her tweet. My Coachella experience. Yeah, it's just that 5 year porn.
Yeah.
Shitting.
Pooping. Shitting.
Pooping.
Yo, this is the dude. Yo, that guy right there did a horrible stinky fart in the porta potty. I got a song for you. This one goes up to you, brother. Shitting. Pooping.
And then the crowd formed a circle around you. And they're just pointing at you. Sitting, nice, man. Did you ruin any other potential acquaintanceships?
So that's two that I've now ruined.
Yeah.
The third one, this is actually fucking crazy. And you know, this is the
type of maximum frat dude this
weekend.
This
is the type. No, it's not frat dude.
I'm just picturing you like with a fucking backwards upside down visor, seeing Jack being like, yo, my bad about the joke, dude.
That semen line actually hits super hard.
He just walks past, you're like, for sure,
dog.
And then you come out of the bathroom with the visor, you're like, whoa, it stinks in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just keep walking.
Someone laid down a massive dump before me.
It did not come from my ass.
Yeah. No, I wasn't, you know, I was more of like sheepishly embarrassing myself.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Yeah.
And the last thing, and this is another thing that I think this is the type of shit you go to and you don't talk about, right?
Yeah.
But like they fucked up by allowing a podcaster inside that
building. Ah, right.
Big time.
Yo, brands, just remember, there might be podcasters in your audience, so that's on you.
We're just never going to get invited to anything else.
Yeah.
For the rest of our life.
I don't get invited to shit anyway, so.
Okay. I wasn't invited to this. Let that be clear.
Got it.
All right? We got wind of a party that was happening.
Ooh.
So we were like, okay. And we were with a bunch of people. And we're like, let's just go try and see what we can do.
Yeah.
And we ended up kind of like Trojan horsing our way into this party.
Nice.
We like hid a bunch of people in an SUV and like had a parking pass that we bought from someone else. And like,
nice.
They like let us in and then we just all spilled out of it. They're like, how many people are you? And we're like, oh, four. And they're like, cool. And we like drove 10 feet and the trunk opens, like three people spill out of the trunk, like nine people spill out of the car. And they somehow let us in. It was a 100-person party. The list was 100, okay?
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio was there.
Nice.
The Weeknd was there just walking around and then DJing on his phone, just iPhone, like, yo, what should the next track be playing? Tyga was there.
Nice. Was Dre there?
Dre was not there.
Okay. That would have been a savior right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, dude, I know someone here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dre, hey! Don't get me kicked out.
Yeah,
you can get my friends up
dapping
out of here.
Him up way too obviously.
Yeah.
Yo, Dre!
Dre.
My close personal friend. Make sure they don't kick me out of the fucking place, all right?
And I could just hear now, you already know. You already know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dre was not there.
Dre was not there.
So you're a fish out of water.
Yeah. One of the funny things that happened, I guess, was my friend was in the bathroom and he, like, someone started just banging on the door super loud and he was like, what? I'm okay. And he thought it was like one of the people in our crew. So he, like, opened up the door and it was Tyga's security guard and he was like, yo, you gotta go. He's gotta puke. Tyga comes in and like boots and then's like is walking out. He's like, yo, I gotta go to the hospital.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I didn't sign an NDA or anything, so I think I can talk about this shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you disappear tomorrow.
Yeah. I guess. Anyways.
I thought I'm slightly disappointed.
Why?
Because celebrities, whatever. I thought we were going to go in on a brand.
What are you talking about?
I thought you were like, oh, they fucked up by having a podcaster there. I thought, you know, there's going to be some brand who threw a party and it was all bad and corny and we were going to lay into it.
Oh.
You're just telling me you saw three cool people?
Well, I mean, like, what times in life are you in the same room as those people?
What's that steakhouse that you went to?
50% of the people at that party were security guards.
Oh, okay.
For the other people at the party.
That's pretty
half
cool.
The people on the list were security. It just felt like the most exclusive thing you could possibly be at.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm obviously like, I don't know. paving to this Hollywood stupidness, I agree 100%.
What did you do at that party?
Just sat there. Tried to look cool.
Did you make eye contact with anyone?
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would do. I would try to be as close to the furniture as possible.
That's what I was sitting the whole time. Yeah. There was a couch along the edge, and I was just sitting there like just, hey, good to see you.
No, I mean like looking
good
like
music.
Like a fixture.
The Weeknd, it's a great DJ. Oh, yeah, like looking like furniture?
At like my aura and ambiance is almost like furniture.
Right.
Like I'm just that unnoticeable.
Right.
Just like people standing around me and chit-chatting like I'm a fucking, like I'm a lamp.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm just there to drink, just idle.
Yeah, I was wearing an outfit that was the exact same color as the couch, so I just kind of...
Yeah, good.
Just kind of laid there and just trying to blend in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Leo came and sat on top of me.
Yeah. And you're like, don't get hard, don't get hard, don't get hard. Don't get hard, don't get hard. No, no,
I mean,
no,
that
no,
dude
no,
is
no.
That dude is so famous that the entire time he was standing there with a giant mask around his face.
Mm.
Like even amongst people that are that famous, he is that famous.
But you knew it was in his eyes. You knew it was him.
It was him.
Yeah, that's like when he was at John and Vinny's and the waitress was freaking out and I asked her if he was a baseball player and she got so fucking mad. like someone was mad at me for even joking that he wasn't as famous as he was. She couldn't stomach the idea that I would even kid about that. That's probably one of the most LA things, now that I think about it, I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Like, that is like some cult shit, like grabbing my shirt. You know who fucking Leo is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know every single bit ever has been done about Coachella, right?
Yeah.
It is what it is. But really, it truly is, like the VIP section by the main stage is truly the most preposterous place I've ever been.
Yeah.
It's like every single person walking through there thinks they're more important than the next person.
Yeah.
And that they're the most important. And they're all just influencers, right?
Yeah.
And they all think that they're the most important influencer.
Yeah.
Even though everyone else in the fucking thing is an influencer.
Yeah. Or like maybe
just the way they like walk around, like it's like, worship me.
Or like some of the other people there like are actually talented.
Yeah, well, they're on stage. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
What are on stage.
It's so crazy to be standing like adjacent to like artists that actually have like unique skills and talents and capabilities, and they're just there like,
yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Doja's whatever.
I'm the best at watching this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look the coolest as I'm watching this show.
Yeah. I understand this show the most.
I'm the best at viewing a concert.
Yeah.
No, you know who I did see, who I was super stoked about?
Huh.
Stormzy.
Wow.
Wouldn't you have been stoked about that?
Yeah. No, I'm stoked.
I was like, I legitimately starstruck.
Yeah.
He's like 6'5".
Yeah.
I wasn't even, because I was like, just go ask him for a picture. I was like, fuck no.
No, dude.
So scared. So scared.
That dude is so cool.
He's so, so cool.
I would not dare.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like legitimately. And he walking through the area, I was like, yeah, he deserves. You keep your chin high.
Yeah.
You deserve everything you got. Really was absurd. Who else? I saw Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that's it. That's all I had to say.
So where do you think you ranked in terms of like power watchers this weekend?
How good was I at watching?
Yeah.
I mean, the best.
Yeah.
I was the best.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Out of everyone that was there and cool and... You know, I was the best.
Yeah.
I was the most important, and people should follow me the most.
You were watching it the best. You were drinking water the best. You were
the best. I have a podcast as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty important.
Yeah, super.
Yep.
Hey, I know there's this massive platinum recording artist on stage right now that you're all taking drugs and getting hyped to, but just so everyone understands,
I will be talking about this show tomorrow.
On my podcast.
On my podcast.
Which
so y'all better act cool.
Yeah.
Because if you don't.
Because remember, brands and people alike there might be a podcaster out in the audience, and you know, that's on y'all if you fucking act weird and we talk about you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? So don't be a dipshit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I that's why I didn't go to Coachella, because I just knew I would wash everyone in terms of how good I would watch the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it wouldn't have been fair.
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
I would have been the most into the music.
It was cool of you to not come.
Yeah.
And to kind of let other people be the coolest.
Yeah.
And the best.
Yeah.
So that was really dope of you.
I know. I would have gone to VIP and everyone would have been afraid. Like, fuck, the cooler watcher guy is here. And you know, I just don't want to make it weird.
That's why I think you are the best influencer.
Oh, thanks, man.
If you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So does Forbes. Yeah, Forbes actually put me on the list. Surprise, I'm Ryan's Toys. Well, while everyone was
Milwaukee
acting
something?
Like clout demons and sucking each other off and in the desert, I was in the coolest place in America, actually.
Mm.
A little town called Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Oh.
That is an hour outside of Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why you are the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like to pay visits to the less traveled to cities.
That's one of my new bits.
Is it really?
Is clowning on, clowning on myself and people from LA, like how they think they're a good person when they go to like flyover cities. And so it's kind of building off the conversation I had with Meat Canyon.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I caught myself thinking something and then, which I talk about in the show, and then I say it out loud. And it's funny to watch all the people in the Midwest like scoff at me. And then I say like to myself, oh, good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, how fucking smart are you? And they love that shit. And I do too. But yeah, so that's been fun. Catfishing people by way of comedy venues.
Mm.
You know, I'm like, hey, I'm coming to Chicago. And then I find out on the day, oh, actually, I'm in a strip mall 45 minutes outside of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And everyone's pissed?
They're not pissed, but they're like, I drove for this.
Yeah.
But in the Midwest, I'm like, you drive for everything. So yeah. That's not a complaint.
We do too, though. Did we not?
We do, yeah. But in the Midwest, it's like 5 hours, you know?
Yeah.
I drove 3 hours for this. It's like, there wasn't shit else
going
on. I
drove 3 hours this morning for
this. That is true, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm driving right back after.
Yeah.
How much does that suck?
I know, we got to figure out.
Things I do for this fucking podcast. That's why I'm the best influencer.
It is true, yeah. You do sacrifice a lot. You sacrifice a lot to come talk for 2 hours.
Exactly, exactly.
It's unreal the struggle people don't see that you go through, man.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm glad that you said that, dude. It makes me feel good.
Don't you guys understand? Cody made the sweet semen joke for you guys so he could be slightly humiliated in front of Jack Harlow so he could talk about it on his podcast, which you all did not notice.
Preach.
Or think about while he was watching Coachella.
Preach. That stinky ass fart that I did.
That was a gift.
I did that for you.
Yeah. Alexis, what? You should be thankful that Cody would be so kind as to bust ass before you.
I Trojan horsed it into a party with fucking Leo, famous baseball player.
The Weeknd, famous indoor soccer player.
Famous span of days.
Yeah, famous span of days.
That happened after the week.
Yeah. The Weeknd, everyone's favorite time.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd and Tyga, the animal, for you, just so I could talk about it here. I had no place at that fucking party. No business being there. Literally, I was not invited.
Well,
you know what's crazy, actually? This is how we actually, like, there was supposed to be a list.
Mm.
I was supposed to be on it, and I came up to the driveway, and the guy's like, what's up? And I'm like, oh, we're here for the party, which is like the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
One alcohol party, please. We're here for that. And he was like, there's no party. And I was like, no, I think we're on the list. He's like, there's no list. And I was like, oh, I could have sworn he said, it's not happening tonight, guys, leave. And just like shining his flashlight in our faces. And we were like, okay.
Nice.
Never felt more just rejected.
Yeah.
There's no party. They don't want you in the party so bad that they I can hear it. I can hear the fucking music.
Nah.
No party, no list. There's nothing here, bro. It's not even a house here. I can see the house. It's right there.
No. Nah, you're in the desert. You haven't drank water for a while. You're probably hallucinating right now.
Yes.
It's a mirage, dude.
Oh, is it? Yes, you're dehydrated. Oh,
something really condescending.
Yeah.
Go search for water somewhere else, buddy.
Can I get some water? There's no water here. Sorry.
Find a different hole, bud.
I'm not even real. I'm not real right now. Shining's light in your eyes. You're like, what's going on?
Go away from the light. Go away from the light, dude. Go away from the light. You don't want to die tonight. Go away from the light. Back it up.
Friends are like, what's going on? It's like, I don't think there's anything here, actually. Where are we?
It's just one by one, you guys, and then eventually you're all gaslit into thinking there's nothing here.
There's nothing here.
There's no one here. We're not here. Well, speaking of things that you shouldn't be a part of, I'm not going to say the location, but we definitely, you know, and I don't, as they may say, I don't want to dry snitch, but I went to a place that you could comfortably reason was a front.
Okay.
Thinking there was late night food.
Okay.
It came up on Google. We go there. And it just seems like, you know, like a Latino bar. You know, there's a couple slot machines in there. There's two pool tables. And there's a lot of young dudes hanging out in there. Specifically like young, early 20s guys. And then there was us. It was me, Tom, Alina, and Zayed, my opener. And we walk in and we're like, man, this is an interesting vibe. You wouldn't expect this out here in fucking Wisconsin. Then we go up to the bar, lady serving alcohol, and Tom walks up and he's like, yeah, we're looking to get some food. And she kind of makes a gesture and she goes, 1 second. Then this like 6'3 dude walks out. He comes up to us and he's a little buzzed. And he goes, what are you looking for? And we didn't pick up on that.
Okay.
What are you looking for? I'm like, we're just looking for some food. And then he goes, what kind of food? And Tom.
Whatever you make here?
Yeah. Yeah. Tom's like, just, you know. And Tom is answering like, you know, like literally. He's not getting it. He's like, I don't know, tacos, burritos, whatever you got. And the dude's like, oh, yeah, kitchen's closed. And then we're like, okay, so something's not right. So Zayed, he's...
And there's people inside the thing.
Yeah.
Eating or what are they doing?
They're just talking. All right? There's a couple
a lot of
guys
young
drinking.
Dudes talking.
And just a couple of them drinking, but not really.
Okay.
And this is the weirdest thing. When we pulled up, there's a dude sitting on the corner of the bar. He turned his back to us, looked at us, he smiled, he got up, and he gave us his chair. And the whole thing was, it was just like a couple gestures that didn't seem right. So whatever. So Zayed, he kind of just like instinctively, he's like, yeah, you know, we'll get four drinks. He like gets two shots. He like slams them real quick, grabs a Modelo, pounds it, and then... We're all kind of like, we should get the fuck out of here. So we dip and we go outside and there's a dude. He's like taking a piss by the dumpster and Buddy had a stream on him. That's not really relevant to the story,
right?
But that kid was pissing like a fire hose.
Good.
It was
okay.
Crazy.
Nice.
We good thought there was something wrong with him.
Okay.
With how much pee was coming out of his body. So there's like a Cadillac that's on and it's idled. And I think it's his because he was taking a piss like some feet away from it. And there's just there's a 36 pack of Corona just sitting by the back wheel of the car. Then the guy who asked us what we were looking for food comes out of the back of the place. He like makes eye contact and I think he like either like he whistled or he did like some subtle gesture. And then he goes inside and then some dude comes from the front of the bar, grabs the box and then walks the box into a house like adjacent from the bar. It was just like, you know, and then like we saw that whole interaction and then Tom was like, oh, they definitely wanted us to buy drugs. And then we started processing like all his words, like, what are you looking for? If you serve food and you walk in, you're like, hey guys, what's going on? Sorry, kitchen's closed. It's just drinks right now. Wouldn't you say that, like, if you're a restaurant?
Yeah.
But at, like, then we started realizing after he asked us what we were looking for, we told him, like, food. He stood there just watching us. Like, while Zai had ordered the drinks and we were talking amongst each other, he didn't walk away. He was just beaming at us.
To make sure you weren't cops.
I don't know what. I'm not saying what, but it's really weird to ask four patrons, what are you looking for? And then just stare at them while they drink.
But I don't understand. If it was a drug front, then why would there be other people in there drinking? And stay, like, if you're buying there, if you're going there to buy drugs, don't you just buy the drugs and leave?
I don't think those guys were patrons, dude.
They were the guys that were selling
drugs. I think they, like, they go there. Because, like, we, so then Zai's family came in the next day. We were kind of, like, laughing. We're like, dude, I don't know. Like, we went there. We think it might have been a front. Like, we're not sure. And then we were going to eat. Oh, because then that's what happened. After, like, a point in the conversation where we kept saying, like, no, we want food, the lady who's, like, serving drinks, she, like, tapped the big guy. And she, like, says something in Spanish. And they start laughing. And then the big guy in Spanish was like, you want food? You go here. And he, like, told us where to go. And it hit me after. I'm like, oh, they probably processed to each other. Oh, they actually want food. And, like, they're laughing about it. So we walk out, and Zahid's, like, just trying to act normal. So there's two guys out there smoking. And he looks at one of the dudes, and he's like, yo, man, you got a cigarette I could bum? And the dude is smoking a cigarette, and he's just like, says fucking nothing. Okay. Just looks at him. It's just like, and then another dude's like, hey, I got you. Like, to kind of, like, diffuse it. And then, like, immediately you caught that dude's vibe. Was like, just don't talk to him. We drove by the next day. That same guy was on the porch smoking cigarettes. Like his demeanor was not like, I come and drink here. It's like, nah, I hang here.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the whole thing just felt like, you know, I can't say for sure what they were doing, but the phrase, what are you looking for, is a very weird first question for a place that is marked as serving food.
Yeah.
Then we started looking at the Google reviews and we started laughing because they were all, like, really vague. They're like, great steak.
And everyone is different, like, different type of food. Great quesadillas.
No, dude, I think there's one that says great sandwiches.
Yeah. Fantastic meatloaf.
Yeah. Good, cool lasagna.
Had a great kielbasa sausage here. Like, what the fuck does this place serve? What genre is this?
So then, like, we left, and
so funny.
And Zayd's from Houston, so he's like, ah, yeah, there's places like this all over Houston, so that would make sense. And then I sent it to Siva, and Siva's like, dude, places like this are in the news all the time. He's like, how? Siva said, how did you get end up there? Like,
what's the address?
Yeah, no, for sure. Let me just.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Let me.
They fucked up by inviting a podcaster in.
And I said, if they don't want to be talked about, bro, I'm gonna show you the name of.
I was like, what is he doing? Forgot you tossed the old phone.
I'm gonna show you the name of this place. Don't say this shit out loud, but, like, this is actually the.
If we can bleep it, just
please bleep that shit out.
Bleep that. That's pretty funny.
Like, in what? Just swipe through. Just swipe through.
So you couldn't have ordered any of this shit?
No. That's the crazy part.
That's funny because, like, I can't really say this without, like, referencing what it's called, but. It's pretty clear what type of food they serve. So for you to go in and say, like, hey, can I get some food? And he's like, what do you want? And it's like, well,
exactly.
The one kind.
The thing that you serve.
The thing that you're supposed to make. Absolutely delicious food and wonderful service. Best quality steak.
Yeah, like, all these reviews are so funny.
Great.
So you're saving this to your Google Maps?
Yeah, I'm just going
to
screenshot it real fast.
Yeah. You're going to pull up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I've never walked away from a place feeling so dumb.
Yeah. I'm laughing at all the people that, like, just did meth and from that place. And they're like, fuck, we should write a review.
Yeah. Really good steak.
Yeah, this shit changed my fucking life.
Dude, it was also, it was like a movie. Like, there was a record scratch when we walked in. Every dude at the bar was like,
yeah, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got into
how
this
I ended
mess.
Up here. Yeah, 10 minutes later, my face is in a brick. Just fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. You got any food here?
And how was the open mic? You said you did an open mic?
Yeah, I did an open mic. That was, I don't know. It was fun, man.
Yeah.
It was good.
How long did you do?
I don't know, like 7-8 minutes.
Nice.
I just crashed it.
Like jokes from your set or?
Some and other Probably. Shit was just like random improv and. Yeah, I had something I wanted to try out for the show, so I just did it. I don't know. It was cool to get up in front of 10 strangers who were all grown men. They owed me nothing. And so to get some laughs out of the room, it felt good.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it made me...
It's good of you as an influencer to bless.
To donate time.
To bless a room like that. You're already doing enough by visiting that shithole city.
Yeah. God forbid I afford them new ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
From my better brain.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's actually a dude in there. It was so funny. He starts like telling a bit and then halfway through he goes, I don't know why I fucking started this. It literally takes like 7 minutes and the ending is really funny, but I'm not going to get there. So I guess just know that the short of the story is this, and it would have been really fucking funny if I had 7 minutes. Everyone's like, yeah.
That's tight.
There's another dude up there telling like a sex story, and he had like a lot of layers to it, like so many. And then he gets off stage, and the host was hilarious. I wish I fucking remembered his name. He was like, oh, that was interesting. Yeah. What else could fit inside that lady that you didn't put in her? It was just like the way he phrased it killed me. Like, what else could you put in that lady? So, yeah. Otherwise, shows were good. Brookfield is an interesting place. I love all the conservative one-liners, like about Biden and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I drove by this dude's house. He had tons of them on his like the backside of his home.
Cause let's go Brandon signs and shit like that.
No, like way more pun stuff, like the BO administration.
Oh, okay.
COVID-19. I didn't even get that one. I was like
COVID.
Yeah, it's like KOVICK.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. But I was just laughing at BO administration.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, woo, this stinks.
Shit stinks.
Yeah, BO administration. I'm like, kind of good.
It kind of hits.
Kind of made me laugh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, interesting place. Another thing I love that people don't understand is I'm performing at all these different comedy clubs now. I'm also... I'm pretty much like a feature spot at Lifetime Fitness.
Okay.
So not only do I tour comedy, I tour my workout as well.
Oh, yeah. You're saying.
Yeah, so yeah.
If you have like a global membership.
I don't have a membership. I just do drop-ins.
Okay, you pay the day rate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do a drop-in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just get a membership?
Because I don't know. I don't know if they got one in town, but if there's one there, I pull up.
Yeah.
Actually, when I walk in, they're like, oh, you want to get up right now? I'm like, yeah, you got any available? Like,
I heard you just played an awesome one in San Jose.
Yeah, yeah, that was me. Yeah, dude, we got a power rack open right now. Come, yeah. What are you doing today? Yeah. Just a little pull. Great, dude.
Perfect. We're super stoked.
If you need any creatine, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I get up there, and then all the gym patrons are like, oh. Yo, I heard he's going to do 65 pounds on Penley Rose today. 3 sets of 12, my guy is killing it. No, actually, Lifetime Fitness is a great gym. But what's even better, and have you ever experienced this? I've never squatted like face to face with someone. You ever done that?
No, I've never done that. That's weird.
That is
actually no, I have. In college, all of our squat racks were.
I figured in athletic facilities, it's probably like that.
Yeah,
but not at like a civilian,
just a normal
gym.
Yeah.
A regular person.
Yeah.
Like a subhuman
exactly
Milwaukee person.
For,
yeah, gym.
Exactly, for an influencer like me to stare in the eyes of someone so normal,
so beneath me,
as I'm squatting way more than them, by the way.
Yeah,
that's always a little awkward.
And sometimes they squat more than me, but it's like I do it better anyway, so yeah. It's like I'm squatting more.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Exactly.
So, no, that was weird. just like go eye to eye with someone.
Did you make sure that you were squatting at the exact same pace as them too, just to freak them out?
That happened a few times, but I treated it like a game of chicken.
Yeah.
It was like a, you know, I think the kid on the other side of me was probably like 20, 21. He was younger. He bitched out. You know, I was going to 12 and he tapped at 8. I counted.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're afraid.
Yeah.
That's how I know I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
But then I squatted eye to eye with some like some cop dude. And I say that because like he had like some Blue Lives Matter shit on.
Yeah. Hey, you should check out the restaurant just down the street.
Yeah.
You should go grab some food there. They make whatever you want.
Yeah. Snitch.
Yeah. I fucking on Friday. I woke up early and I was like, I'm gonna go for a hike. Palm Springs is like my favorite place to hike ever. Yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna go. I don't know why. I just love the
I said to say the cop, he didn't back down at all.
No,
we went same rhythm, eye to eye, both looking up, just looking pow.
He's looking through you.
Yeah,
he didn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, basically.
How many did he do?
We both hit 12.
Nice.
Yeah,
and finished at the same time. Racked at the same.
Not racked at the same time. We were going for endurance.
Yeah,
I was like, it's all right, man. I got it too.
That's hard.
Anyways, yeah, he squatted like probably double what I was squatting, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
He was just me like supersized.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I was like, you know, 155 squatting 3 pounds. He was 300 squatting 600 pounds.
You're squatting 3 pounds?
Yeah, it's a special bar.
2 1-pound plates on one side and one.
Yeah, it's a 1 pound.
It's like a little
bar.
Bit cork too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my right leg's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So I'd like to even it out.
Wait, sorry. I just have to say this. Me, Zayed, his sister, and his brother, we were all talking about working out. And we were talking about, like, he's like, I hate the gym. I'm weak as fuck. And then he's like, it was so embarrassing. The last time I went there to squat, we had to take all the plates off, and I was squatting whatever it is, the pole. Like, he didn't even know the name.
The pole.
And then, dude, so then Alina's like, no, that's fine. You just squat the bar. And his sister chimes in. She's like, yeah, that's what I do. I just squat the bar. Then Zion goes, now notice the only people who said they squat the bar were the women. So I hate the gym. I was like, damn. I didn't even say this. I'm like, oh, Alina definitely squats plates. So I'm just going to let you die.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to let you suffer there. Yeah. Anyway, so you're hiking.
No, this isn't a good story at all. The only workout I've done in 4 days, and it's because I went out for a hike in the morning. My friend's like, I go woke Matt up, and I'm like, Matt, do you want to go for a hike? And he's like, we're going to like the music festival later. We're walking around all day. Don't you think this is a bad idea? And I was like, nah, I'll be fine. We'll go later, and we won't walk around that much. So we go on this like long ass hike, and we come back, and we ended up going to the festival super early, and I got back, you know, at like 4 a.m. or whatever, and I look at my phone. I'm like, I wonder how much distance I covered today. And I said 15 and a half miles that I
Let's
walked.
Oh, dude. While on
over half a marathon. Yeah, no. No, no, no. Nope. Bone sober.
Where is the charging station for those Teslas, dude?
Yeah.
The Liquid IV party?
Yeah.
That's bad.
No, it was... I don't know. I felt like weirdly proud about that.
Stone sober.
A half marathon.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Stone sober.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I wasn't sober, but I wasn't super fucked up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a step, man.
Yeah.
Congrats.
And then I haven't worked out since, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I genuinely enjoy now. Like, I definitely used to be super insecure going into the gym, like about being like a smaller dude in there. Now I go in there and I don't, now that I know that I'm better than everyone, it doesn't matter. But no,
I leave my Instagram open as I'm lifting right beside me.
Yeah.
So people know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just like,
well, that guy's small.
I actually have a shirt that says I have a blue check.
Yeah.
And everyone like gets on their hands and knees when I walk by. No, I think it is, it's like comical, the genetic differences between people. Like I said this last time, I'll go in there and there's like, it's for sure high schoolers and they're twice my size. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like nature just put like a shit ton of testosterone in you. And like, that's just you.
Yeah.
That's just your thing.
Yeah.
It's also pretty, I love getting up to squat next to a woman who squats like legitimately 265 pounds and is like half my height. That shit always bugs me out. Like the short stack people. Mm,
yeah.
Here I am being heightist.
Yeah.
But I've like seen, I don't know, 2-3 people now squat like probably like close to 300. And they look fairly innocuous. Like they work out, but they don't look like they squat that much.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just like...
Yeah, you can be like low-key strong.
Yeah.
Being big and being strong, I think, are totally different things.
Completely.
Yeah.
That shit is a... I don't know. It's always funny to me when like there's a bodybuilder who I know like they're just going like for burnout when you catch them at the end and they're just pumping like the tiniest
weight.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's always really funny. The funniest shit.
When they're going down the weights,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was really funny. And they're pumping the twos and they can barely get them up.
Dude, there's this guy.
So funny, roasting them.
Fucking yoke, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Twos.
He had a 40-pound easy curl bar. He's like, just like suffering. I thought like, damn, how funny would it be to just be like, nice, buddy. And then just lean over to Alina and be like.
Having a hard time?
So yeah, that's called creatine. It's all water weight. Like he doesn't actually have any muscle. He's just like, no, fuck you. I can't.
No, you don't understand.
You should have been here 3 hours ago.
That's a step where I go down the ladder 3 hours ago. Yeah. It started 3 hours ago.
Cool weight, dude. You sure you work out?
What is that? A fucking muscle suit?
Oh man. A
little piece of shit.
Also, the last thing I'll say is I love I've noticed like there's always like a group of like dudes that lift together, and within that group there's always one guy who's like just sort of like not meek, but like it's just maybe a little bit more self-aware. Mm-hmm. And doesn't care as much, and his friends are the ones that are like always like, you know, striking it in the mirror and shit. Every time I go, there's always one dude who's just doing a workout. It's always flat bench, and then his buddies always come over and like put their nuts in his face. Or, like, they're always like, "Oh yeah, get that fucking weight up, pussy. You fucking suck." And he's just like, "Guys, I just want to work out." I always think about just jumping in, seeing if they'll let me come in on it. So being like, "I'm smaller than you, bitch. You can't fucking lift shit." And they're like, "Yeah, tell him, dude."
Who are you, by the way?
We like your vibe. You're not big, but you are sick. Yeah, so, you know, this is just me realizing how fun the gym actually is.
Yeah, that's fair. I got to start going again.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I love seeing the difference in people. I love seeing people struggle on squat. That's my favorite. I saw a girl, I literally think she was going to blow her kneecaps out.
Did she drop it on the, like, safety thing?
It
that's
was like
the best.
She
end up on their ass.
She tore like if there's like 100 threads on your MCL, she tore 20.
Oh no,
getting it back.
Jesus Christ!
And I had to laugh.
Yeah,
because then I saw her at the end of my workout clocking in to work at the smoothie bar.
Okay.
I'm like, you got the wrong people around you.
I gotta start going to the gym again.
Yeah, get back in it, dude. Don't even go back for. To get big, just go back for maintenance and just to observe.
Yeah, but I want to like get, like, I don't know, I want to like get in good shape again.
Yeah.
I ran into Zane and Heath at the festival, and they both lost like 40 pounds or some shit.
Yeah.
They look incredible.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it took is 8 weeks of just eating right and going to the gym. I'm like, that's not that much time.
It's not.
And he showed me the before picture. He had a gut, and afterwards he was like yoked.
Easy.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, 8 weeks, just meal prep every Sunday, make some chicken and some rice. Like
it's hard to do when you're better than everyone, though.
That is true.
There's nothing really to strive for.
Consider that, yeah. Yeah, I'm already so looked up to. It's like, why?
Yeah, why try?
I even try to eat. I would feel bad. The one thing I want to show you, I think we should start the bonus with this, is I just want to tell you about it right now, though. Before we start, just to entice the people that might want to sign up for teamgstudios.tv.
Mm-hmm.
But these do have music in them, so they're copyrighted. We can't play them now.
Oh, damn. But, I was going to play you a special Coachella song, too. We'll start the Bone Zone with
that, yeah. It's the builder of the one, you know?
Oh.
Niall Niami.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of been on some weird. I don't even know. He's like, the house sold, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, got foreclosed on and everything. And then the investors like took possession of it, and it sold for way cheaper than he was trying to sell it for. But, you know, now he's kind of like, I don't know, you would say he's like a failed developer, because I don't think anyone's going to ever invest money with him ever again.
Interesting.
And so now he's like, I don't know, he's like kind of into like NFT shit, obviously.
Yeah.
And like crypto stuff. And he has this, he started this like society or something called The One. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he's been posting promo videos for it where he like dances around naked. And it's like legitimately the one of the most absurd things I've ever seen. So we're going to start that in the bonus.
Oh, yeah. So what you're saying is we're going to start the bonus with a naked dude?
Yes.
Yeah, you should definitely sign up. TMGstudios.tv.
Yes. And what's that link one more time?
TMGstudios.tv. Okay. That's TMGstudios.tv.
Yeah, right. Okay, good.
Sign up for a month free.
Of naked men.
Listeners of this podcast can support it by signing up right now and getting 1 month free.
1 month free. With the promo code, there's none.
You just sign up.
All you gotta do, you just sign up. Isn't that nice?
All right, guys. See you in the bone zone.
Yeah.